3 years ago, Delaware received a $1.2 million federal grant to check 900 untested rape kits for DNA evidence. The money was part of a national effort to test upwards of 100,000 kits and solve languishing sexual assault cases. Now, as WHYY's Chris Barish reports, that effort is bearing fruit.
The evidence kits had been sitting on shelves in hospitals and police departments, in some cases for nearly three decades. But now, almost all have been analyzed at a Virginia lab. And last week, the first breakthrough came when Wilmington police used evidence from a kit to make an arrest in a 2014 rape. 39-year-old Keeley Mayfield was already facing charges in a 2017 rape, and he'd been a suspect in a 2010 case that wasn't part of the initiative. Former police officer Michael Kelly is coordinating the effort for the Delaware Criminal Justice Council.
Definitely, it's a good feeling to have a case that's come to be where you see the end result. You see that there was indictments from the case, that the Attorney General's Office and law enforcement and the investigators were able to put this together. And he's looking at three separate cases, and he can be held accountable for his actions.
State Senator Nicole Poor, a Bear Area Democrat who helped spearhead the effort to get the federal funds, became emotional upon hearing about its initial success.
It's an amazing feeling, but definitely overwhelming, simply because while we're ecstatic that there's an arrest, there's still a victim that has to relive that whole process.
Poor says the endeavor is raising awareness, and that can empower rape victims.
I just think that there's room for opportunity to make sure that those folks that are taking advantage of others, they don't have a lifetime of doing this over and over again.
Kelly and Poor say they're hoping when the grant expires next year, the state will get more funding to continue the effort. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.